Today's story is Chloe's Cheeks by Joyce Keating. Joyce is a member of the writers group at Lochboy Library. It was Chloe's birthday. She was so excited about her birthday gift. Chloe had wanted a new bicycle for a long time. Her dad asked her what she would like for her birthday, but Chloe asked her dad for chick eggs to hatch. She didn't ask for a bicycle. Chloe decided she wanted 6 chicken eggs for her birthday. She wanted to hatch her own chicks. Dad paid the local farmer 15 cent for each egg, 10 cent for the hay, and 20 cent for the heat lamp. "Follow me," said Dad, as they both walked to the barn. There in the centre of the barn was an old drawer filled with straw. On top of the straw were the 6 eggs. There was a red heat lamp keeping the eggs warm. "Oh, Dad," said Chloe, "this is great. It's the best birthday present I've ever had." She gave her dad a big hug and slowly walked towards the old drawer containing the eggs. "Gentle now, Chloe," said Dad. "Shh, you must be quiet. The little chicks are inside the eggs. When they are ready, they will hatch. It's up to you now to take care of them." The next morning, Chloe told her friends all about her birthday present. A local boy, Noah, asked, "How can you hatch eggs? Surely you're not a hen." Everyone laughed, including Chloe. A few days later, when she came home from school, she heard a chirping sound. What could that be, she thought. Dad called Chloe to the barn. "Chloe," he said, "come quickly. The chicks have started to hatch." Chloe rushed to the barn, and in the drawer was one beautiful fluffy chick. The other eggs were moving on the hay. The little chicks were very small, they were yellow in colour and soft to touch. "Oh, Dad," Chloe whispered, "they're so beautiful." Chloe was very happy with her little chicks. They got bigger each day. They now had very little room in the old drawer to move and grow. Chloe placed the chicks in a basket, but that too was becoming too small. Chloe wondered how she would find a place to give them the space and comfort they needed to grow. Then she had an idea. The next morning in school, she asked Noah if he would like to buy her chicks. Noah had a chicken coop at home. It would be perfect for the chicks. She charged Noah 30 cents per chick. Noah wanted to buy them all. Chloe agreed to deliver the chicks after school. Chloe asked her brother Andy if she could use his bicycle. Andy's bicycle was red, but it was old and it was rusty. Chloe thought, "Well, at least it has a basket. I will be able to deliver the chicks safely to Noah's house." Chloe cycled to Noah's house. Noah paid Chloe for the chicks. With the money, Chloe asked her dad to buy her 6 more eggs. Chloe repeated the process of buying eggs to hatch and selling the chicks. After a while, she had enough money in her money box to buy a new bicycle. Chloe's dad took her to the bicycle shop. Chloe could not believe what she saw. It was a shiny, bright blue bicycle. It was the bicycle she had always dreamed of. The end.